Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Let's pretend that you are visiting Aunt Dee's house today. Oh, what a nice surprise to see you. Won't you come in? Please sit down in that comfortable chair over there while I fix you some lemonade. Did you sit down? Well, what did you do when you sat down? You put your body in that chair, but you also put something else in that chair. You put your trust in that chair. That means you fully believe that my chair would hold you up. That is what God is asking you to do in our Bible verse for today. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Trusting in the Lord with all your heart means fully believing in Him. Believing He will do what He says, believing He will care for you. Lean not to your own understanding means don't do anything just because you figure in your own mind that it's a good idea. Find out what God thinks about it. In all your ways acknowledge Him means in everything. Ask God what He would have you do. God guides us through prayer and through His Word, the Bible. He promises if we pray and we seek to do things His way, He will direct our paths. He will show us His right way. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, remember, God has a perfect plan already laid out for your entire lifetime. Don't miss His best plan by trying to do things your way. Even as you do follow God's way, there are times when things happen that you don't understand, hard and even painful things. Those things could be an unexpected loss of a friendship or having to move to a strange new place. It could be a big disappointment or sickness or the death of a loved one. Maybe it's that you've prayed a long time about something and you don't see God's answer yet. But God knows what He is doing, even when you don't. God says that our ways are not like His ways. We, as His children, cannot always understand what God is doing or why. But He commands us to trust Him. Trust means to cheerfully and patiently believe God's word. Trust means to believe God, even when you don't understand. So what can you do when something painful or unpleasant happens to you? Well, if you're a child of God, remember your verse and ask God to help you cheerfully and patiently trust Him to work things out the best way. He loves you so much. He is directing your paths, and His power and wisdom are always going to be used to work things out for your good. Trust Him, even when it's hard to understand. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, the first step in trusting the Lord is to trust the Lord Jesus to save you from your sin. Why not listen to my program called How to Be a Child of God to hear how you can have your sins forgiven and become God's child today? Then He can begin to direct your life in the very best way. Let's say that memory verse one more time. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. How was your checkup today?